Good evening. You're tuned to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed hour, I am so very grateful and so thankful that you care to be tuned in, turned on, tuned up, and showing up and showing out in this now moment so that we are all rising to the greater good in honor of and to the glory of all of those who have come before us, those ones who we've come through, those ones whose sacrifices and gifts, their realizations, revelations, epiphanies, and creative and intellectual property we have access to and have benefited from, so that we have a greater opportunity to have access to the greatness of ourselves. The meeting of the inner circle is always intended to give us support in realizing the divinity of existence and coming to that place and space where we are having an understanding and an understanding that it is necessary for us to be completely committed to that which allows us to stand, that which beats our hearts and breathes us, that which is committed to us in the divine design and its absolute and divine plan for our liberation, our salvation, our deliverance, our resurrection, and the restoration, reconciliation of who we are as these points of its own absolute and supreme intelligence, the beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, for our realization that we are here on divine assignment. And the purpose in existence is so far beyond success in capitalism or acquisition or conquest, but to come to a point in place where we are truly mastering ourselves, that we are learning how to be harmonized within the laws that govern our being, and to really acknowledge, respect, and know how to harmonize ourselves with the laws that govern our being. Had we been properly oriented in understanding how law works as a part of our education and religious training and whatnot, then we would be so far along in the progression of ourselves. But instead, we have been socialized under the edicts and agendas of those who did not have commitment to the wholeness of existence, and our education has been insufficient in really supporting us in consciously unfolding and giving us an indication as to what the purposes in existence actually are. Give us the support in being able to be on a trajectory of conscious unfoldment, maturation, as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And instead, we see where we are in having a global initiative of depopulation and genocide being supported by so many efforts, those ones who have access to the hearts and the minds of the people in terms of commercial media, in terms of those governments and those ones who are the perpetuators of the agendas of the governments of the world. And to realize that the world itself, in our now moment, is being called to come to the order of existence or to be phased out of existence. And many ones feel as though death is a natural result, finality, eventuality, destiny, and fate of what it is to be human. And then there are others of us who realize that the earth is as big as the head of a pin in relationship to the rest of all there is, and all there is that is totally encompassing this planet, as small and as large as she may loom in our own minds. To realize that we are immersed in nothing but eternity, and we have come to the earth through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the divine sacred fluid from our fathers. And so it would be a right alignment to realize the divinity of existence, the miraculousness, the phenomenalness, and to know that we are part of something that is beyond our capacity for true realization, and that we are now being called to really respect it and reverence it, to have an appreciation, a regard, and a conscious care, to exalt a full effort in our living so that our lives reflect the truth of the divinity of who we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that beats our hearts and breathes us. And it matters that we are able to step out of the programming of inconsistency, contradiction, violation, inebriation, intoxication, stupefaction, and all of that that literally seals our fate in a tragic date with sickness, illness, disease, and death. And for those who have already been influenced by the corporate entities and the corporate deities of death, the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar industries that are wreaking havoc upon our bodies because of their capacity for usurping the very life force of us. Now we're having to realize that, you know, there are those who serve the forces of life, and there are those who are serving the forces that undermine life. And that because life is everybody's gift, nobody has really been authorized by the intelligence of existence to undermine it, or to undermine each other or ourselves as a part of what we do every day as we are going about our daily activities in laboring and working and serving. And so our right alignment with the purposes of existence is that which will give us leverage over the agendas that are in place that have marginalized our capacity for being who we really are and for functioning in the light of the truth of the all that we actually are as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, so that we feel as though there are ones who are more than us, or ones who are superior, or ones who think that they are entitled to be in control of us, when we each are these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that has gifted itself to each one of us. This is the common ground that is the foundation of our oneness. But being in a place and space where we realize that none of us are beating our own hearts, none of us are breathing ourselves, but breath is the animating force, the enlivening force of us, that which is the maintainer and sustainer of our existence, that which is the initiating cause of our being alive in these bodies. And now they have you in a place where people are walking around and riding around and running around with masks over their nostrils and their mouths so that they are not breathing fresh air. They're not really connected to that which truly is facilitating the oxygenation of every cell of their beings through the breath. And so we're in a now moment where we have to realize that even if there was a pandemic of a coronavirus, if that were the truth, then the way that we would respond correctly and directly to it would be to really cleanse ourselves, to oxygenate, hydrate, mineralize, to promote the alkalinity that allows for cellular regeneration and to be able to really get the kind of nutrients that would have us in a place where we are well nourished, so that our natural immunity to things like that would not undermine us, and that we would still maintain health and well-being. And if we were truly caring to respond correctly to that which is the true pandemic of heart disease and cancer and respiratory disease and stroke and obesity and all of the other issues that are encumbering upon the wellness of the people to the degree to which people are sick and now seeking to respond to their sickness by going to doctors who are not responding correctly and directly to facilitating the body's capacity to heal itself and are giving people pharmaceuticals, drugs, chemicals that will only create more issues that are debilitating, degenerating, acidifying, toxifying, cancer-causing. And so we have to realize that everybody does not have your and have our best interests at heart. In order for us to be in a pandemic of heart disease, cancer, diabetes, obesity, and whatnot, then understand that the government itself and those who are and have vied for selection and election to government at whatever level should have had commitment to the real wellness of the people, because we should not be in a place and space where our children are dying younger and younger, that there is greater sickness, illness, and disease than ever before, that our elders are living the rest of their lives being medicated on pharmaceuticals and chemicals. And that which we refer to as food in terms of what we have so much access to is not real food at all, in terms of that which should be oxygenating, hydrating, mineralizing, alkalizing, and facilitating cellular regeneration. But to have so much access to that which is acidifying, toxifying, and is literally robbing us of our life force, it is a tragedy and a travesty, and it will not end well, because there is absolute law that is an inherent part of existence, as perfection is an inherent part of existence. And if we will truly thrive in our living, we have to be committed to the laws that govern us. And in lawfulness, as intelligences of existence, as intelligent beings, as man, the progenitor of lineages, and womb, man, the perpetuator of lineages, we should literally be exalting a full effort in our living, literally exalting a full life's urge, doing nothing to undermine ourselves, but under the chemical assault of ourselves, which have modified our behavior to the degree to which we feel entitled to undermine ourselves and ourselves. We feel entitled to be inebriated, intoxicated, stupefied, anesthetized, dumbed down, and be in a place and space where the only thing that we're concerned about is satisfying and satiating whatever appetite, however perverse and gross it is. To understand that death is the finality of that, and that path of adulteration where we have been labeled adult, adulterated, no longer what the Creator intended, is why we must come to that place and space of care to exalt a full life's urge to do that which is truly in our own best interest, regardless of what Fauci and Gates and all of these other ones are aligning themselves to do. We have so much access to so much information, and there are so many ones who really are exalting their responsibility to inform and to educate and to inspire and to really come to a point in place where we realize that as men, the progenitor of lineages, and women, the perpetuator of lineages, we should be concerned about our progression as a humanity of people. We may feel like we're fair game, that the world is that place and space where we are tempted all the time, and it's just for us to develop our muscles so that we are able to get over our temptations. The world is not intended for our temptation or to exert unnecessary manipulation so that we are battling all of our lives between good and evil, when goodness is truly all there is. The intelligence of existence that we would refer to as God is all there is as existence itself. And to come to that place in space where we realize that there is nothing but intelligence of existence, and we've each been given it, and the even playing field is the fact that we're all absolutely immersed in it and we're animated by it. There are no ones who have been authorized by it to work against it. That is the evidence of distortion and dysfunction. It is true degradation, regardless of how well people dress and how much money they have. For the world to be immersed on this absolute and supreme reality called Mother Earth, and then exalt its right to have the wealth of the earth, whether it's the diamonds, the gold, the oil, the coltan, the cobalt, the bauxite, whatever resources and minerals are of the earth, they will stay with the earth and we will be leaving the earth or being buried within it. We should not be a detriment to it. We should not be in a place where we have no regard for the order and the harmony of existence and the intelligence of existence that has everything working towards its own exaltation and continuation and expansion. We need to be properly oriented and reoriented, because there's a disorientation that's in full effect here in terms of what it is we're living for and what it is we're applying ourselves to on a daily basis. And so as ones and ones are projecting that the coronavirus is going to be a spike and whatnot, that's because you all are wearing these masks and putting on these gloves and creating more sickness, illness, and disease, because any viral or bacterial or disease is already in your body. It's not in the air. You understand? And to put us in a place where people are running from you or they're ducking if you don't have on a mask, I'm saying that we've got so many ones who are just puppets under a puppet master who is really a detriment to humanity. And so we have to realize that everything and everybody doesn't have our best interests at heart. If everything and everyone had the best interests of everything and everybody at heart, then there would be no pandemic of sickness, illness, and disease at any level. Because what? Because we live upon a planet that is not sick or ill or diseased. We live under a sun that nourishes and provides life for us in our realm, in this universe, and it is not sick and diseased. We are animated by an absolute and supreme intelligence that beats our hearts and breathes us, that is not sick and diseased. So the sickness and the disease comes from being in violation of that which truly animates us and enlivens us and maintains and sustains us. And so we're having to make decisions individually that will affect us collectively to be reoriented, realigned, and reattuned to the purposes of existence itself, which is to really create the edification and the reconciliation of who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme presence and intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and to allow our life and our earth residency to really accomplish the immortalization that should be happening at the cellular level, so that we are in the virtues of character and in the integrity of the disciplines that allow us to be disciples of truth and light and love and peace and poise and power and potency in our own consistent progression in self-expression and self-actualization and self-realization and harmonization with the will of existence, the light and intelligence of existence, so that we are qualifying our lives for continuance in existence upon the planet as well as beyond the earth. And so our now moment is calling us to realize the divinity of all of life, and to realize that because there is justice and there is peace, then the exaltation of Black Lives Matter. It's not just Black lives that matter, all life matters, but we as people of all hues have been disrespecting the rights of the animals to have their lives. You understand? So the justice that is being exacted is the justice for the creatures that have been killed and slaughtered, and then their carcasses and their progeny have been fed to you as food, and now your body is filled with the rot of pigs and cows and turkeys and chickens and hens and fish and sardines and lobster and crab and crayfish and all of this stuff that is poisoning your blood, putting you in a place and space where it is creating your arthritis, your rheumatoid arthritis, your Lou Gehrig's disease, all of these issues that are crystallized in the tissue because you are influenced by those whose objective and agenda is profit over people. those who feel entitled to subjugate, dominate, bastardize, usurp, and violate the very laws that govern our existence. And so in order for us to have leverage over it, then we have to be completely cleansed from the violation, to be cleansed at the cellular level, because the methodology of our oppression has been to oppress our cellular functioning. And this is what the flesh of dead animals does. It has to rot in our bodies. We do not have the hydrochloric acid and the enzymes and whatnot to liquefy flesh and to convert it into that which is life force. It is dead. It has to rot. And so as we are consciously caring to respond to any kind of threat in our lives, then why is it that you would put on masks and gloves, but then continue to smoke and drink alcoholic beverages and carbonated beverages, and then feed off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and really violate and continue to violate yourself at the cellular level, so that you are not able to do that which is yours to do in exalting a full effort in your living, to consciously be in a place where you know duty and obligation is in the exaltation of life, to do that which is yours to do, to honor and glorify the lineages that you represent, to invoke the greatness of who you are and activate your DNA so that the gifts that you've been given through the intelligence of existence can be pouring forward in your life to be a blessing unto life itself in our now moment of eternity. But we have to come to a point and place where it truly matters to us to be right align with the intelligence of existence itself, and to know that there is no supremacy in capitalism. Capitalism is a blight upon the world, where there was no proper orientation in the purposes of being. The system could work if the people were in their light, because it doesn't have to be a system of degradation and deprivation and starvation and creating the illusion of scarcity to make the resources more valuable and put them in the hands of only those who could afford it, but to enslave the majority of the people on the planet to the degree to which they're bringing forward the resources of the earth. And we're putting a value on those resources, but we don't put a value on the lives that bring those resources forward. And so to find ourselves in this now moment under a global initiative of depopulation and genocide is to find ourselves having to respond correctly and directly, to do nothing to undermine ourselves, to take seriously the reality that no man has been given authority to dominate your life, to control your life, that you and I should be under the auspices of that which beats our heart and breathes us, that which we refer to as God, Yah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Allah, Jah, Jehovah. It doesn't matter what we refer to, what gods we call upon. Our duty and obligation and responsibility is to honor that which beats our heart and that which breathes us. But you cannot do that while you consume things that poison your blood, while you're consuming that which literally creates blockage and obstruction to the degree to which you are not able to truly breathe and oxygenate your cells, that you are drinking that which literally creates poison bloodstreams. And this is what is responsible for the foundational wickedness that we have seen, that has been foundational in the establishment of this country upon this continent and in this hemisphere. And so the people, we, the people, are being called to rise so that we are no longer complicit and complacent with our own oppression. To come to a point and place where we will no longer poison ourselves with the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and all manners of artificially colored, artificially flavored chemicals that are modifying our behavior to the degree to which we are a detriment to ourselves and to our children and to our lineages. And to realize that we have so much available to us, and to be in a place where we join the forces of those ones who are conscious and conscientious enough to do everything we possibly can to be completely cleansed and cleared from that which has been violating rendering us deficient, anesthetized, inebriated, intoxicated, stupefied, and no longer what the Creator intended as these vehicles and vessels of its love, its light, its wisdom, and its truth, to be a glory unto all, and to know that we are all being served by life so that we cannot work against life and the intelligence of life and survive it. To know that whether the courts and the juries find those who are the perpetuators of violence and killing and murdering, whether they find them guilty or not, that there is still justice. And we may not know how the justice is really served in these people's lives, but to understand that we have to be on the right side of the equation, because nobody gets away with anything. And impoverishment does not put you in a place where it gives you a natural right of salvation against those who would impoverish you. We're having to step forward and realize that the greatest wealth is the wealth of ourselves. The greatest wealth is the intelligence of existence that beats our hearts and breathes us, that our wealth and our value in life cannot be really determined by man-made things, because we are not man-made. We are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that has divinely designed us, and designed us divinely to be vehicles and vessels of its love, its light, its wisdom, and its truth, to be a glory unto all, and to be in a place where we are gloriously rejoicing in the blessedness of our being, because everywhere that we are, we're immersed in the divinity of existence. And to be in a place where we are exalting a full effort in our living, where we have transcended and transformed and transmuted everything towards our greater good, so that we are not a detriment to ourselves, and we are clearing and cleansing and purifying at the cellular level to have leverage over the lies of manipulation that put us in a place where we feed into a system that has facilitated sickness, illness, disease, and death as multi-trillion-dollar business and global economy. We're in a now moment that requires us to really care, to raise completely up, to know that it is our time and it is our turn, to exalt a full effort in our living, and to know that there are so many ones of us as a global humanity that where we stop eating meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, and sugar, and start truly breathing and oxygenating, hydrating, drinking the water, sweating these toxins out, and eating that which is consistently supplying us with the nutrients, the fiber, and the water to really charge ourselves, so that we are truly thinking. And as thinking beings, we can create. And as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence to be vehicles and vessels of the Creator's activity, we would be exalting a full effort in our living, our loving, our laughing, our laboring, our being completely responsive and being able to respond in any and every moment towards our greatest good, in facilitating wholeness and healing, and literally establishing heaven on earth, where there is a perfect peace and poise and power and potency and progression that we are facilitating. You're in tuned to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal, calling you to remember and to rise. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And so I'm always so grateful and so thankful for every opportunity to have to come to these airwaves. And today has been particularly challenging, but I am so grateful that I am not easily thwarted or daunted in my efforts to do what I do and be who I am. And I'm always so encouraged in knowing the power of love and faith and commitment and consistency over time and committing and recommitting and committing and recommitting and committing and recommitting to life, to love, to standing in the fullness of the all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence whose intelligence is absolute and supreme. And so it matters that we care to walk in the light of the truth of who we are and to know that love is the fulfillment of the law. And to be in love is to be in God. To be in love is to be in truth. To be in love is to exalt a full effort in your living. To be in love is to be in health. To be in love is to be in faith and knowing and celebrating the blessedness of being. To be love means that all of your relationships have it in it, all interwoven through it. And I am rejoicing in the blessedness of being every day with each and every beat of my heart and every breath that I take, and pray that you are ever more inspired to go deeper, to reach higher, to stand in the light of the truth of the all that you are, and to love yourselves absolutely, to do everything you possibly can to be completely cleared from any resentments and anger and frustration and unforgiveness and all of the things that whittle away at your faith and your confidence and being in that place where it's called the vortex and creation, creating. You understand, worlds and whatnot are created from vortexes of energy. And we are always creating something. The issue is, which way are you going? Are you creating that which you will be really delighted with? Or are you creating that which is going to bring you some degree of suffering, pain, sadness, disdain, anger, and whatever? But we have to take responsibility in exalting a full effort in our living, because it's not that black lives matter. If black lives really mattered, then you all would not be eating the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and smoking tobacco and black and miles and alcohol and staying high and anesthetized, inebriated and intoxicated, stupefied, and then complaining about what these ones are doing when you will not do that which is truly to reverence and respect the gift that you are and the gift that you've been given with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. And this is across the board. It's time for us to do this. See, we have, you know, our culture. People reverence and worship our culture, but the culture that we're immersed in is a death culture. And all of the holidays, you know, that call for the burning and the eating of dead animals, whether it's the turkey or the ham or whatever, I'm just saying is that we can't continue to participate with a system that it does not exalt love as its foundation, that was built on the disenfranchisement and the murder and slaughter of our indigenous families. You understand, and all of the other European governments that are consistently sucking from the breast of Africa, and now the Chinese are in there and in Jamaica and whatnot. And I'm just saying, but we, as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, who are always talking about the gifts that we have and, you know, the way that we are, but we're not the way that we used to be. And I think that we've never been where we should be, where we're coming to, because we're in a consistent state of progression. And the progression is that we have to do that which is truly in our best interest to exalt life and to live life. If we were doing that, then our children would not be sick. And coming to a point and place where we are truly facilitating the wellness of our youth, regardless of whether we're in the hospitals, whether we're in the school systems, but to be managing the diseases that these people are creating, and then be the ones who are the gatekeepers, you understand, have the keys to the jails and look in the cells, and you understand, but we are not doing God's work in being who we are as these points of it. And it's a problem. Because that's the purpose of what it is to be upon the planet. And a people who have lost their inherent purpose in existence are a people who are completely expendable, which is why they decided to sow us in vice so that we're disconnected from our spiritual help. And so our now moment requires that it really matters to us to be in love and to understand that love can't be real if you are dealing with the artificiality and the superficiality, that you can't go deep because you really have such violation charged upon your blood and your cells that it's difficult. It's difficult to truly love and honor yourself with all of these chemicals and these poisons in the system. That's the nature of these chemicals. They don't kill you right away. They just saturate and concentrate and become, you know, bound in the mucus from all of the pancakes, the waffles, the bread, the toast, the cheese, the eggs. It becomes the cysts and the tumors, and that becomes the acidity that creates the cancer and all of this. I mean, the people are a mess. I'm talking about all people. I ain't talking about just black people. You understand? All of the people are under this influence. And then just as in 100 years ago and 70 years ago and 60 years ago and yesterday, when they are beating and raping and hanging and violating, those ones who do that are in need of liberation just as much as anybody else, maybe even more so, because they are under the delusion that their wickedness is a righteousness, that their wickedness is an entitlement, that their wickedness is something that they have been given by God to decide who lives and who dies. And I'm just saying is that there is justice that man has nothing to do with. It's an inherent part of the laws that govern our being. And if they were wise and truly cared to really know the wealth and prosperity and being, then you would not be creating a global initiative and agenda that is depopulation and genocide. You understand? You would not be exploiting all of the lands where black people are so that you can have what's under the soils where their feet are, and then have them to bring these things forward, whether it's the cocoa or the coffee or the bauxite or the rubber or the vegetation or whatever it is, and then you turn around and launch a cellular attack upon the people. But then you want to be respected as intelligent people, and then you want to tell people what to do. And I'm saying, we don't need to follow you. But they've been following you the whole time. I broke away from that. And so I'm the one who says, yay, it's time to raise completely up. It's good that you can begin to see, look really closely and see who's who and what's what. Because you forgot. And you can't afford to forget. Look at it. Look deeply at who's prospering financially to the detriment of everything and everybody else. There is no prosperity in it when you really look at it. That's what I'm saying. Look deeply to see that those ones who feel entitlement, these ones, they're like Skeletor and Darth Vader. There is no real longevity that'll come. When they die, they're dead, and their lineages will have the taint of the aberration of death upon them. I'm just saying, the sins of the fathers are carried on to the children, and everybody is under these yokes of oppression, and we have to break free, and it's for everybody to break free. What a joy it would be if every single one of us upon the planet just decided that we would no longer poison ourselves and our children. And therefore, in doing that, those of you who work on behalf of those industries, whether it's Kraft Food and Nabisco or Oscar Mayer or whoever, you know, Tyson or whoever it is you're working for, you would have the opportunity to come into the clarity of a greater thought as to who you are and what you should be doing with your life. And so for us to think that our jobs have greater importance in our life than fulfilling our purpose in being is a mistake. Being in a mindset where it truly matters to us that we are exalting a full effort and a full living in loving and being and really facilitating the greater good and the wealth of ourselves, that's important to be. And to do everything to facilitate the substance and the resubstantiation and the quality of the being is the real work for where we are. And love is the foundation of it. So when we were little and we went to church and they said, Thou shalt love thy mother, father, creator, God, thy Lord, with all your body, heart, mind, life, with all your might. If we had done that, if everybody did that, then we could not have all of this violence against all of these creatures and all of these beings and all of these children and all of these elders and all of these people. And so our responsibility is to not participate with it, to do everything we possibly can to exalt a full effort in our living, our loving, our enhancing, our enriching, our consciously caring, to be truly successful in our lives. And the real success lies in our obedience unto that which we were told, in loving that which beats our hearts and breathes us, that which you all refer to as God or Yah, Allah, Jah, to love it with our whole body, heart, mind, and soul. And for those who can't get and relate to the intelligence of existence as it, then to love the mother, father, you understand, the sun, the moon, the stars, everything that is of it. And it is benefiting us through all of these magnificent forces. And so why would we desecrate and defile ourselves and then feel like we are entitled to do so? Well, God gave me free will. I'm saying, no, the intelligence of existence gave you so much of itself and gave you absolute law. And the absolute law and the fulfillment of the law is love. And when we're loving with our whole body, heart, mind, and soul, it's easy to create, maintain healthy relationships. You understand? See, the point of being oppressed at the cellular level is to put the divisiveness at the core of your being, so that if you're divided against yourself through the violation of your cells, then no, there's no way in hell that you are going to have truly prosperous and loving, harmonious relationships with family members, with yourself, with your children, with your lovers, with your husbands, your wives. You understand? And that's where we see the disconnect over generations, because our wealth is directly tied to our having access to the fullness of the faculties that we've been given, the faculty of imaging, visioning, imagining, activating through our faith and our confidence and our security, and knowing that we are these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and we were given the capacity to think, and we were given the capacity to invoke and to call forward and to pray and to knock and to seek and to ask. And but it matters that we care to be harmonious with the laws that govern us. We cannot be murderers and killers and think that everything in our lives are going to be good. I don't care who gave you a badge and who gave you a gun. There is not one thing that really warrants a person being shot and killed in these streets for anything. Even if it's about the paper. The paper, you reprint paper. You understand? That paper that you all call money, that ain't worth killing nobody for. I mean, the value of these people, and we have just taken on the values of those who beat us and raped us and hung us and enslaved us and castrated us and set us afire. We carry their values. You need to be cleansed and purified and renewed. They need to be cleansed and purified and renewed, rebirth, because we are all these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence. You understand? And our having a debate about who has a soul and if they're soulless or not, I'm just saying is that everybody has been gifted the breath of life. And we have the opportunity to truly be completely cleared from those violations through the forgiveness, the letting go, the understanding, and the understanding that if one has a beating heart and one is breathing, then that one has God with them now. Whether they choose to be godly or not, or whether they choose to exalt a full effort in their living or not, is another matter. But everybody has been tainted by this death culture. And my coming to these airwaves over 20 years and living in the light of what I have taken to be the reverence and worship of life, the gift of being directly in 42 years of strict vegetarianism, you know, to avoid a cataclysmic ride with demise and heart attacks and strokes and all of that. And you understand, see, these things are created by what people reach for on a daily basis. And I'm saying that a system that makes sure that we have access to that which undermines us at the cellular level is a death culture. And there's no way for the system to prosper, particularly when you have all of these ones who are conspiring to make sure that children are assaulted with all of these chemicals that modify their behavior, and then they're going to deem that vaccination is a necessity only to facilitate your own agenda to depopulate, and we should not be complicit with it or complying with it. You understand? These people are not God over us. But if you eat from them and you believe everything that they say and you want to live like them, then yeah, you come under their fire. But I'm telling you, it's not going to end well, because there is justice, and the justice that's being exacted for the billions of creatures who are being destroyed is the cancer, the heart disease, the strokes, and all of that. So let's clean up. You understand? Let's repent and sin no more. Let's be in a place and space where it truly matters that we walk in the love of life itself, and we respect the right of all beings to have the right to their lives and the right of all people to be respected. You understand? See, this is an issue that many of us who are Africans in America, who have DNA from Anglo-Saxons and Greek, the indigenous ones, some aboriginal ones, some African ones, whatever. You understand? I'm just saying is that the responsibility to love is a cosmic trust, because we will not be on the planet forever, but we are from the eternal, in the midst of eternity. And we should not be dying here. And to be under the auspices of a people who believe in death, who love to kill, who kill for the hell of it, for the game of it, for the sport of it, for to be entertained by it. These are sick people, y'all, I'm telling you. So, you're sick because you follow them. And so I'm saying we have to come to a place where we care to no longer support the industries of death. When you go and look at those cows and you get up in the cow's face and look at those eyes, I don't know how in the hell you could think that those things are for you to eat. And you can't jump on its back and start chewing it and wrestling it to the ground. You understand? So you are really not a flesh eater. And so I'm wanting you to really get clear that there is karmic debt that has to be paid. And that karmic debt will be paid through death. Now, I'm the one who's telling you that we should not be dying at all. We are in the realm of eternity. And no matter whether you are suffocated in that body as a result of how much mucus from all of that pus and eggs and cheese and cholesterol and plaque and, you know, all that acidity and toxicity and all that cancer and all of that stuff, I don't know if you can get out that body alive. Everybody assumes that you get out the body alive, but I'm feeling like if you created blockage and obstruction your whole life, you blocked your circulatory system, you blocked your respiratory system, you blocked your digestion, you blocked your lymphatic system, you blocked your endocrine system, you blocked your reproductive system and your limitative system, then are you not blocked and obstructed from being able to get out of that body as a living being? And I know a lot of people are not having the conversations about life and how to really live it. You understand? They have conversations about how to generate money and how to deal with stock and options and, you know, all of that. Is a lot of conversations about how to do a lot of things, about how to really live and how to qualify our lives for eternity as a result of being under a death culture. That's not a conversation that a lot of people are having. But at some point in time, you have to get serious about your living. And we cannot be wasting our time and wasting away. We should be maturing exalting a full effort in our living, rejoicing in the blessedness of our being, functioning as an enricher, an enhancer, an uplifter, a liberator, a resurrector. I'm just saying is that that is the work of God in our day and time, and that's how we are realigned and reattuned and tapped into the wealth of who we are. You cannot just serve money and serve the wickedness and think that there's some prosperity in it. The greatest prosperity has already been given you. There's no amount of money that has greater value than one beat of your heart or one breath that you take. And to go out here and work for the money and for the paper and then to buy that which undermines your breath is sickness. It's a mental sickness to be killing yourself when yourself is your greatest gift, greater than anything that you can beg, borrow, steal, be awarded, or rewarded. And to know that if you do not take care of yourself, and you have children, then I can guarantee you that you're probably not taking care of them either. And that's what duty, obligation, and responsibility is ensuring the protection, the security, the conscious cultivation of the gifts and the genius of these ones. But to be in a death culture, then you have to detach. You have to cleanse from having been permeated and penetrated by them to be in a place where you are reaching for life and reaching for support in your living as opposed to being comforted with the masses. You say, you know, misery loves company. I don't want to be miserable. And I am so grateful and so thankful that I know true joy and rejoicing and happiness and love. And it, in and of itself, is healing. When you are able to focus on all the love in your life, when you really are cultivating love in your life, then just the thought of it is alkalizing your system. And a lot of people are hung up on all this water and they say, well, what water should I be drinking? I say, well, whatever waters you're drinking, what are you thinking? What are you considering? What are you watching? What is permeating and penetrating your spirit? Because whatever emotional state you're in, you're going to either further acidify whatever water is charged upon your cell, and then you're still eating fish, you understand, which is more acid. You're still eating chicken, which is more acid. You understand? So I'm like, why bother? What does it really matter if you're going to continue to poison yourself? And that's why I'm saying, why are y'all putting these masks and gloves on? You understand? You're in the intelligence of existence, the divinity of existence, sacred space, everywhere in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. Clean yourself up so that you are not feeling no way about this thing or that thing. There was no contagion. I'll put it this way. As a result of having all this meat, dairy, eggs, chicken and fish, flesh, flour, sugar, rotten, decay, decomposition, fermentation and stuff in your system, when you abuse and misuse your regenerative self, your sexual self, then yeah, there's some transfers of infection and all of that. But most of the infection and the disease is coming from eating the animals. But nobody's really thinking about that. The fact that you're feeding off of a dead carcass. Then I'm just saying, if you really are concerned about any kind of contagion, then stop eating the flesh of dead things. Drinking alcohol. Burning your lungs. Creating congestion and whatnot with all of this stuff. The pizza dough, slices of pork on it. And you understand? I'm just saying, it's a problem. It's not going to end well. The issue is that if you glib about dying, I'm telling you, you don't know how much suffering you'll have before you die. You understand? And that's the thing, is that you don't have, people want to think that there is suffering that is life, and life is about suffering and this and that. No, it's the ignorance of the laws that govern life that really facilitates suffering and disease. And if you can't imagine living disease-free, then that's because of the program that's been running in your head. That's not the truth. Because you can't believe that. You can't believe in death and then believe in God at the same time. Believe in the absolute truth. That's why we were told to know the truth and the truth would set us free. But feeling as though you know God, but then you're thinking that you are an exception to the law, that you can do all of the things that create violation that becomes charged upon your blood, that you've turned your body as a temple for the enthronement of a living God or goddess into a freaking cemetery for rotting carcasses. You think that's love? It's not. And the reason I'm talking about it like this is because we have to know that there's something that's coming that is not something that people are going to be expecting. See, they're expecting. They sowed the seed for this thing called this coronavirus. You understand? And then I'm seeing people who are seriously obese walking around with these masks going, you're breathing that which needs to be released so that you can take in the breath of God. What is up with that? You understand? So I'm just saying is that we're in a place and space where we have to realize that we are so absolutely blessed with each and every breath. Breathe. We are so absolutely blessed. Breathe. And now they got the shirts that say Black Lives Matter and on the back they say I can't breathe and then you're wearing masks. I'm saying y'all are really out of your minds, okay? But but the situation is reversible. I'm wanting you to be encouraged to know that you can do the right thing. And call your number for life support at 678-760-9299 if you have any questions or concerns about any of it. Otherwise, exalt a full effort in your living, your loving, enhancing, enriching, clearing, cleansing, consecrating your body for the edification and the re-enthronement of the true spirit of the living God and Goddess that is your truth. I love you with the perfect love. Continue to rejoice in the blessedness of your being and be the blessing you are. Have a good night.